Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Susie Hayes, president of C-Spire. Susie, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. Great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Appreciate you spending some time with us on Business Ninjas. Please tell us a bit about yourself and about C-Spire.
All right. So I actually have been with C-Spire quite a while. So I started over 30 years ago. It was my first job out of grad school. And over that time, have had the good fortune to be able to work in a lot of different areas of the business. So we have three lines of business. So wireless, cell phone service, home internet service that's fiber-based, and then business services that are also fiber-based, but also extend beyond that to managed services and other technology solutions. I've had the good fortune to run each of those lines of businesses over the course of the years. Also, I've been our chief marketing officer, our chief experience officer, along with a lot of other jobs along the way. So at this point, I am very excited to be working in this role where I have direct responsibility for our P&L and customer experience, as well as marketing, and work with the team to ensure that we continue to deliver our vision to be the best at what we do.
Excellent. Excellent. And what's the origin story of C-Spire? When did they come to be?
Well, we actually, our parent company was founded in the 1940s.
Wow.
As an independent telephone company. Because we were an independent telephone company in the 80s, we were able to participate in the first licenses for cellular service. And we did that. We made our first wireless call in 1988. We were very focused on creating a quality wireless network experience. And because of that, we're one of the first wireless companies to build fiber to all of our cell sites. A lot of people don't know that, but that wireless service you are getting is actually fed by the network in the ground. So at the time, we had quite a bit of fiber in the ground throughout our region, and we decided to offer an extension of that fiber to business customers. That's about the time that we changed our name from Cellular South, because we were diversifying, to C-Spire. And we, after we extended that services to businesses, we did the same thing for fiber to the home. We were actually one of the first companies to offer fiber to the home in the U.S. We were fast followers to Google Fiber. We took a very similar model that they did. We brought all of our mayors in and had the cities compete. And we thought we were going to have three cities with fiber. We ended up with nine. So since then, we've been very busy building out and spending millions of dollars on fiber throughout our core areas. And in 2018, we extended our business services, which prior to that had been connectivity and voice services, to include managed network services, managed IT services, and we also resell hardware and provide professional services along with that as well. So we offer today a very diversified full suite of technology services across our three lines of businesses.
That's quite an 80-year arc for a company. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you said you referred to your region. What geographic areas do you serve?
We provide services in Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. As well as the business side, we focus our sales organization on those three states, which we're currently working on expanding, but we provide services to 47 states.
You provide services to 47 states. Incredible. And what makes C-Spire stand out from your competition? What's the differentiator?
Yeah, I think that the main thing that's really driven kind of our differentiators along the way is that, first of all, our name, C-Spire, stands for Customer Inspired. And a lot of people say that. You'll notice the little stick man behind me. He's in a lot of our rooms. But that tower has been a part of who we are for many, many years. You know, prior to changing our name to CSpire, you know, we would be in the room, you know, lively debating any random topic. Somebody would stand up, they would draw the stick man in the corner of the whiteboard, and we would all stop and we go, okay. And we'd back up and we'd think about, okay, what is the right solution for the customer and make our decision based on that. So when we changed our name to CSpire, we created these so that we were sure to carry that forward. We also, little known fact, if you look at our logo, in the center of our logo is a C. And that stands for the customer in the center of everything that we do. So that's the key differentiator, I would say, across all of our lines of businesses. And then also our mission, which is really to utilize the technology we provide to make the lives of consumers and our communities better, and then also help our businesses be more competitive. So we really have a long history of advancing our communities and customers along the way, and we continue to do that today.
Excellent. And aside from the obvious, which is, enhancing connectivity, what are the most common problems you're solving for your customers?
Yeah, I think a good example for that today, you know, it used to be access to technology and access to the latest G and access to broadband. And so we were definitely on the leading edge of that. And it's still a problem for a lot of people that don't have really high speed at home or their businesses. And we still continue to solve that problem. But a lot of times today, it's around protection from the technology that we serve, believe it or not. So one of the things we've done to answer that on the wireless side is a product called Connect and Protect. And it's designed for people who are getting their children their first cell phone. And when you think about that, a lot of parents today feel a lot of pressure for getting that first cell phone, and they need the convenience of this, giving your child a cell phone. But it's a scary world out there. And if you hand someone an iPhone, a kid an iPhone, that can really be detrimental and can be pretty scary for a parent, especially. And so Connect and Protect is a product that limits that first cell phone to certain numbers they can text and call. You know, it doesn't have data. And that's kind of a good example of that. Now we're seeing that now they want them to have that first phone to be, they want a lot of control and then also tracking, so that it also includes tracking. What we're finding is that the kids are kind of growing out of that, but they're not really ready for wide open spaces. And so we're right now about to launch the next phase of that, which is kind of that step up that loosens the reins a little bit, but then also it's protect.
So it in effect, it has data, but it has parental controls on what sites they can
Yes.
and can't go to and things like that. Of course, that makes lots of sense. As a
Yeah.
parent of a teenager, I hear you.
I remember that. I do too. And then on the business side, you know, if you think about cybersecurity, once again, it's, you know, there are really bad actors out there, and they make a lot of money off of weaknesses in technology. And so on the business side, one of the things that we do is help ensure that our customers are as protected as possible. Now, you're never 100% protected. But we are very adamant about how we manage that. And then also, when there are things that slip through, that we have the measures to quickly get a customer through that. So that's another example of a problem that we're often solving customers.
Excellent. I know that CSpire takes social responsibility seriously. Tell me a little bit about your approach to it.
We have an initiative called the Tech Movement, and it originally was to solve for one of the issues that has been a problem for a long time, and that's having the workforce necessary to provide technology. And I think it used to be that technology was its own industry. Now technology underlays every industry. And so we knew that we were already feeling the pinch of not finding people for to work in technology, that need was going to grow and then we need to do something about it. And so, and we also knew that kids in California were learning how to code in kindergarten, and kids in Mississippi weren't required to learn how to code to graduate high school. And so we did a lot of things to, first of all, get kids interested in technology and working in technology. We had a robot named Pepper. We took around to schools for the younger kids. We did coding competitions for high schools. We created Basecamp Academy in North Mississippi that allowed people, high school students, to come in and not necessarily have a full 4-year degree, but have a fast track into a technology field. And then we also partnered with the education system. We invested over $1 million in teaching teachers how to teach technology. If you think about it, you know, that, you know, you can push that as hard as you can, as you want, but if you don't have the teachers, then that's not going to work either. And then we also worked very hard to push our legislature to require it as a class for graduation. So all of that has happened, and we are continuing to do, continuing to invest in making sure that education in the tech field is something that our kids have access to.
Excellent. I love it. Let's switch gears for a second. The last few years have been particularly challenging for a lot of companies. Tell me about the challenges and opportunities of trying to grow a business through COVID.
Yeah, I think through COVID actually was a tremendous opportunity for us, because the good news for the areas that we served was, because we had been very intent on building a high quality network for as many people as possible, both on the wireless and the fiber to the home and fiber business front, many of the people in our region already had access to it. So that was definitely a challenge, but then there was still a gap. And, you know, our mission again is to make sure that the people in our areas have access to the technology that they need. And the need during COVID was exponential, of course. So we did additional things. So we put in Wi-Fi hotspots in the parking lots of schools and libraries, because we knew that not every kid had fiber to their home, right? And that they needed to be able to stream video to continue school. So that's just an example of, you know, the challenges and opportunities specific to COVID. I think from a growth standpoint, you know, we are, like many companies, you know, we are at that pivotal point of exponential scale. And things that worked before don't work when you're much larger, right? And so we've invested very significantly in our systems and our people to ensure that we can continue to offer the level of quality that we have committed to our customers from since inception.
Excellent. Again, I love that you spent 30 years rising through the ranks of the company and getting a taste of every department and every piece of the puzzle that you now have to control from where you sit. Well, what's the best piece of advice you received over the years that has impacted your career?
Yeah, I think probably it's not necessarily the best piece of advice, but the thing that I've learned, the most significant thing I've learned is that it's very important when you're choosing your career path that you find the right company, and that's more important than you find the right job. And what I mean by that is, you know, I graduated from Ole Miss in the MBA program, had two offers, two different jobs, two different types of company, and, you know, I'll be honest, I think I just got really lucky that I chose the right path. But you know, throughout that time, I wasn't, you know, super sure about every job that I've had. So it was like I'm within the same company. But what I learned was that choosing the right company is really far more important. And all the things I worried about when I was younger were not the things that really made the difference. You know, when you happen upon a company like CSpire, where you're not only enabled to make a difference for your customers for your company, but you're required to, which is really our mindset here at Cspire, then it's, I think that, you know, you need to grab onto that. And I'm very blessed to have found Cspire so early in my career, but I'm even more blessed to have been somehow smart enough to stay this whole time. You know, and I look back at it, you know, there were, you know, lots of times where, you know, I had the opportunity to do a different thing than I originally thought I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to work at an ad agency in Chicago on the Coca-Cola account. And that's what my, you know, 19-year-old self thought, you know, but by being open to the opportunities that are available to you, if you find a company, you find the right company, and you work really hard, and you do your absolute best every day, and you really are open to doing different things, I think that, you know, my career has been really a testament to how that can turn out.
Excellent. And obviously, Cspire took a shot on the right person 32 years ago as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I really think of it the other way around.
Well, hey, in any decent relationship, there is mutuality in that sort of sentiment, right?
Right.
All right, let's look down the road a year. What are some things you'd like to be celebrating personally and professionally?
I think we talk a lot around here about transformative growth. You know, I think that we are such a great pivotal moment in time, and you know, we have the opportunity across each of our lines of businesses to grow exponentially, and we're doing the right things to do that. You know, we've invested in the systems, we're investing in our people. I believe, will be a far larger company here in a few years. And so that's really what I look forward to, is to be able to provide the Cspire brand of service and the Cspire brand of technology to an exponentially larger number of people and businesses.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, please tell us, what is your URL? Where can people find Cspire, and what social media outlets are you using these days as well?
Sure. Our URL is cspire.com. Pretty easy. You find all of our lines of businesses there. And then we're on, you know, all of the standard social properties. So Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, every YouTube, you name it, we're there. And I would definitely encourage you to follow us. We talk about customer inspired a lot, but my favorite way my favorite view into that, you can see on our social networks, because we spend a lot of time really showcasing what our customers are doing. And we've got some pretty interesting and really interesting customers, and it's really fun to see how they're using our technology.
Excellent. Susie Hayes of Cspire, thank you for spending some time with us today on Business Ninjas. All the best to you and yours, and continued success at Cspire.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
My pleasure. Be well.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, writeforme.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.